Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Avi Bender, Chief Technology Officer at the U.S. Census Bureau. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Paul Kayada. Avi, given the critical role information and technology plays in mission delivery, how has the role of chief technologist evolved into a trusted business advisor? And more particularly, what are some of the characteristics of an effective CTO in your mind?
I thought about that title, first of all. It probably should be chief transformation officer, maybe not so much chief technology officer, because I'm not in the business of selling technology. I am selling solutions to a business problem. And by taking this approach, it forces me, other CTOs, to really view the world from the lens of your customer. I think it's a very important perspective to have, a very important skill to have. You have to be a good listener. As techies, or if we're branded as techies, we often seem to jump into new technologies and all the great things that are possible. You have to be a good listener. You have to understand the business problem at hand. You have to be able to reiterate to the customer what you believe the business problem is. You have to be a good communicator, and you also have to be a good team builder. I would recommend that CTOs, and I think CIOs as well, establish a core capability in strategic planning and consultative skills. For me personally, having a mix of both federal and non-federal experience was a big plus, because I had to engage with customers at the CXO level, I mean, at all levels of both government and also in the federal space. So I think it's really about also developing these soft skills, not just to be a techno whiz.
Avi, I have the pleasure of talking to all of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you folks leveraging partnerships to improve operations and outcomes?
I mean, I think the one word that I've used a lot in our discussion today has been collaboration and teaming. We partner with federal agencies, academic institutions, and commercial entities as both consumers and producers of statistical services. We seek guidance from the National Academy of Science, from various scientific advisory board that specifically guide us on more statistical methodology type areas, as well as technology. On the IT side, we work with some of the large vendors such as Oracle, IBM, Red Hat, Cisco, Microsoft, and many other vendors. And we meet with them regularly to ensure, as part of our market research, to ensure that we're leveraging their innovation in the marketplace. This approach will help us deliver platform applications and software as services through our future cloud strategy. We realize we're a federal agency. We're not a system integrators. We would like to have private industry essentially compete among themselves, and we will then derive the benefit of what we're seeing in the marketplace and be the consumer of those types of services. As I mentioned, partnership with commercial entities, I have to be careful in that we have to follow the acquisition procurement laws. So while partnering in the commercial world is a little bit different, within the government, the partnerships is very much structured within the acquisition, the FAR process. But it's very important to have the continuous dialogue with some of the big vendors that we have adopted to help us move us forward to the cloud strategy. We do not have all the skills. Other federal agencies don't have all the skills. To the extent that we can establish this symbiotic relationship with private industry, the public is going to benefit, and frankly, it contributes to the growth of innovation in our economy.
Given the interaction that you just described with private industry and the technology providers, what emerging technologies do you see out there that may hold promise for improving census and beyond that for the whole government?
You know, when I first started at the census, so 2.5 years ago, there was tremendous pressure, if you will, to use a lot of the new technologies, whether it was tablet devices, new smartphones, new tools. And we are moving in that direction, clearly. When I look at technology, the landscape, to be honest with you, I'm more fascinated by the emerging business models and ecosystems that are being created. Over time, we're going to find that technology will continue to evolve, but it's going to be commoditized. But what's going to stand out at the end is really the value that's created through the platform and the ecosystem. I mean, just look at Amazon, Priceline, eBay, Apple, Google, and many others. I mean, how can we in the federal government establish this type of a symbiotic relationship and ecosystem around data that we produce in order to deliver value to our citizens. I really think technology is important. We get enamored with technology. Clearly, technology and what we're seeing is going to fundamentally change our business. But ultimately, it's about the business model. It's about the ecosystem. We really need to think about this in a very different way, very open way, and think about creating new business models, just like the industry is doing. What can we learn from private industry?
So, Avi, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will encounter in the future? And how do you envision your office evolving to meet those challenges and seize those opportunities?
I mean, the major opportunities are in front of us right now. So just look at the evolution of the internet, mobile computing, social media, the data analytics, the visualization, consumerization of IT, big data, and the rest of the buzzwords, if you will. When you couple that really with a census big data, and we are the quintessential big data organization, there are tremendous opportunities to innovate by releasing this information to the public. Not too long ago, I was invited to the White House in conjunction with the most recent release of our America's Economy app. And I spoke there as part of an innovation group, and many of the other speakers were actually from state and local governments. And Mike and Paul, I got to tell you that in listening to what I heard from the states and local communities, I was extremely humbled. It was a wake-up call to realize how these local communities are taking federal data and really providing some very unique public services with this information, you know, doing all these different mashups with data that not only the Census Bureau releases, but geospatial information from other organizations, also from the census, to deliver service. I walked away, and it left an impact. It basically reinforced in my mind that the biggest opportunity in front of us is let's find a really good way to create the single API. Let's disseminate our information. Let's optimize the way we do business using all these great technologies. But ultimately, we got to get this data out there in a consumable fashion.
So, Avi, I want to thank you for your time today, but I would like to get your advice. What advice would you give someone who is thinking about a career in public service?
Well, Michael, I think first consider it an honor and a privilege to serve the public. You really have to think when you get a position in the government at all levels, from the lowest GS to an SES, that you are serving the public and your salary is being paid by taxpayers. You're going to have a unique opportunity to learn and make a contribution to your nation. But I would also advise you that as you enter the service, you ideally need to have fire in your belly. You need to find that something that will ignite your imagination and make you enthusiastic to come to work every day. So it would really help if you understand your particular sweet spot and look for both opportunities to contribute, but also look for leaders who will help you grow. I think it's important to really understand your sweet spot. I would highly encourage you to consider public service. It's a great opportunity to be able to focus, come in every single day, and know that you're really trying to make a difference and trying to do the best you can to spend taxpayer money wisely to accomplish a very important mission. With respect to the Census Bureau, I covered quite a bit here, but I would really not do the place justice if I would not mention and put a plug for our website. I would really urge you to go to www.census.gov. We're transforming our website. Incredible amount of information that is out there, and it will provide you some links to other website. Keep in mind, we're continuing to improve this information. We're continuing every day to release different types of apps and stats and fun ways to look at the data that shapes our nation. It's a great site. Take a look at it, and we value your feedback. And furthermore, we appreciate your participation in the many surveys that we do.
Avi, thanks for joining us today. More importantly, Paul and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Avi Bender, Chief Technology Officer at the U.S. Census Bureau. My co-host from IBM has been Paul Cayatta. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.